Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 29th of January 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above 2,000 meter considerable avalanche danger, so danger level 3, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above 2,000 meter, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. As a consequence of southwesterly wind, avalanche-prone wind slabs formed on Wednesday. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. The fresh wind slabs will be covered with new snow and therefore difficult to recognize. In particular on steep west, north and east facing slopes, avalanches can be triggered in the weakly bonded old snow and reach medium size. This applies even in case of a single winter sport participant. Caution is to be exercised in particular in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain, as well as in places that are protected from the wind. The avalanche-prone locations are sometimes covered with new snow and are barely recognizable. The number and size of avalanche-prone locations will increase with altitude. Restraint is advisable. And now the snowpack. 10 to 20 centimeters of snow will fall. As a consequence of southwesterly wind slabs formed on Wednesday. The new snow and wind slabs are lying on top of a weakly bonded old snowpack. Distinct weak layers exist in the old snowpack. This applies especially on wind-protected west, north and east-facing slopes. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are bonding only slowly with the old snowpack. We have the following danger patterns: DP.6, cold, loose snow and wind, DP.5, snowfall after a long period of cold. The tendency for Friday, the 30th of January 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.